Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What do we have here? It is the debut of something that I have no idea where this is going or how this is going. We're going to call it Wojo and his Worm Boys. Now, I have a lot of Worm Boys, and by Worm Boys, I mean people that I know that are friends that sort of fill me in what's going on the world and, you know, periodically drag me into their little stories, like on the internet wormhole. So every day I come into the radio station at the ticket, and the first two people I see, well, are the friendly receptionist lady, Cheryl. Very, very nice. And then you get Evan Jenkins to my right, who I believe, Evan, how old are you? Please identify yourself and your where you're from.
I'm 33 years old, born and raised in Clinton Township, Michigan.
But what township again is that?
Clinton.
Clinton, okay.
Yes, and then I live in Roseville. Beautiful Roseville.
Yes. To my left, he goes by the Kid, Birchie the Kid. His full name is William J. Constable Birchfield III, or something like that. We'll call him Birchie or Will. What are we going to call him?
Birchie the Kid.
Birchie, please identify yourself, your full name, age, and where are you from?
Full name is William, two middle names, Eldred Kenny Birchfield.
Oh, boy. So hoity-toity.
So waspy. From Lakeville, Connecticut, 25 years old, live in Royal Oak.
Do you know that he has like four members of his family that are named William Birchfield?
Yeah, there's many others. I'm just a tip of the iceberg,
the
buddy.
The hoitiest of the toitiest. And he went to Boston College. So you're probably saying, what is this about? Why am I li-? Okay, this is what it's about. You know, you hear me blab away about sports on radio and write columns and stuff. And Evan runs the website and all the internet stuff here at the ticket. Birchie the Kid is the 97.1. The ticket writer, goes to the games like I do, reports, writes, insightful thing. So we figured we'd bring this together because before a radio show, we sort of just sit around and, you know, this is a podcast, right, Evan? So I'll go ahead and say it. We sit around before my show and bull our fat asses off, all right? Nonstop. And then periodically we think, well, would that have been good on the radio? No, but we enjoyed it. Would that have been good? No, we couldn't do that on the radio, but we sort of enjoyed it. So we figured we'll give you a little glimpse periodically, and you're going to learn about, you'll learn a little bit more about these two guys probably than me, maybe, because you probably know enough about me right now.
I don't think people know enough about you at all.
Oh, well, dial that down, bucko. We're going to get into...
I think that's fair. I think you have this carefully crafted persona, and I don't think enough people know the real devilish
okay,
Wojo
two words there,
that lurks
Birchie.
Within.
Two words there, which are both accurate. Carefully and crafted. So that means neither one changes. If they're carefully and crafted, it stays the same, correct?
No.
Yeah. Well, this is the main thing on this. Okay?
Facade.
This is, see, I'm the mentor. My name is Bob Winowski. I'm 55 years old. I live in Farmington Hills, Michigan. And I educate these kids sometimes on, you know, the ways of the world. They don't know certain phrases. Like, you've never seen The Godfather, right?
No, I have not.
Have you ever seen Animal House?
I have.
You have seen Animal House.
Funny thing is, I've never seen Godfather, but I have seen the Animal House.
Okay, all right. But, you know, the generational gap, right. We try to bridge it. I try to bring you guys up a little bit, and you two try to drag me down into your internet wormhole, yep. Hence the phrase Worm Boys. Affectionately.
No, that's correct.
I will say, though, you allow yourself to be dragged down. There is very little resistance
on
your end.
Okay. I do allow myself to be dragged down until I walk into the station the other day. Dude, you gotta come over here. And these two are sitting there eating their little McNuggets or whatever and showing me a video of a 69-year-old porn actor who died in the midst of it. in all his glory, naked on the internet, and they would not stop showing me the photo.
Mind you, actor, not actress. 69-year-old actor.
And I don't think he was an actor because it was reality porn. It's a webcam. It's just a dude in his
basement. It wasn't
his
first time, though, I don't think. What? Do you subscribe to his site now that he's dead? Are you mad?
It may have been his first time. He may have been so backed up after 69 years that one just was enough to kill him.
Is that a joke that he died at the age of 69, by the way?
No. What I love the most about it is that there is an audience for it, the fact that he had his own channel. That means people are watching.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So as you can see, while I educate them in the ways of real life and the sports world, they educate me in the ways of the other world, the younger, the millennial world.
The important stuff.
The wormhole world.
Yes.
And I find it sometimes appalling. Sometimes disgusting and sometimes very amusing and engaging. Now, along those lines, we have Memorial Day coming up this weekend, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
looking
sir.
Forward to it. Now, when I was a kid, what we did on Memorial Day is you get the family together, you make the burgers and the dogs, and you have a beer or two. You,
how old were you? Like 12? Having the beer?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have a beer. They would have a beer and I'd have a soda.
Okay.
I have a feeling that fellers like you, 25 and what, 33 going on 14, have different Memorial Day plans. So what is the new young hip way of practicing Memorial Day? Am I missing something? Is it just going to the bar and getting blasted?
So I've got some plans to head down to the Indy 500. With some friends. It's going to be a weekend long party. Came about last night. Yep. Roommates going down there. I'm going to go down there with him. Party my face off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe even mix in a little Monday action and then get myself back.
He's not coming back, right?
Good old Michigan.
He will not be here Tuesday.
No.
Anytime this guy goes on vacation.
No, yeah. I might get sick on Tuesday. That's
always
true.
The next day he's like, oh, yeah, not feeling well today. I'm like, oh, you're hungover is what you mean.
Yeah, feeling a little
queasy. I got a bad case of the strep throat.
Oh.
A good night for Birchie the Kid, besides, having fun with a lady or whatever. A good night is how many Bud Lights?
Like an average fun night?
Yeah.
We're talking like 15, 20-ish.
He crushes Bruce.
He does.
It's unbelievable.
I am so impressed.
You know
by
what's
that.
Funny is that I was in O'Toole's. This is last Thursday, and I had bought myself. I always buy myself two Bud Lights at a time just to save time going back and forth.
Yeah.
So I had two in my hand, and then my roommate bought me another one, and then this guy I saw, who I know from back home, actually bought me three more. So at one point, I had six Bud Lights in my clutches. Which was really good bang for your buck because you're
What about the sixth one? Isn't that getting like warm?
No, you can mix and match.
He
you know what I mean?
He doesn't let
I've got it down to a science. You sip one, then you sip the other, then you chug one, chug
like
the other.
Consolidate?
No, you just kind of clutch them. You do three in one arm, three in the other. No. Like you're holding a baby. Like you got twins. Like I'm Matt Stafford. I had twins. Two twins, and one in each hand.
When was
what are their names? Sawyer and what's the other one?
Oh, the
Cornell
the Stafford.
Or
yeah.
Yeah. So I had Cornell and
gender neutral names, if I recall, aren't they?
Correct. Yes.
Did you know this, by the way? Speaking of twins, I found this out last week while I was judging a Hooters contest.
Oh, huh.
A guy and a girl can't be identical twins.
Is that true?
See? Birchie's right on line with me. I totally thought that you could be identical.
Okay, please tell me you're joking.
No, that makes sense.
I'm dead nut serious.
There's long hair and a few different biological features.
Well, that would make them non-identical.
Well, when it comes to the face, though, it'd be pretty similar.
See, Will's
right. Well, twins do look similar.
No, some look off. I knew a couple girls. One was like gorgeous, and the other one was kind of tomboyish. Still cute.
And they were identical twins?
Fraternal.
Right, fraternal, exactly.
But identical, the boy and the girl, they look identical, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, see, now, listen, people out there, this is what I deal with because I honestly, and they're not joking, they both thought that you, why can't you have identical,
then the
different...
girl laughed at me,
oh boy.
And so did Kang, the producer of Carson Anderson, they're like, you really think that? And I'm like, yeah, that was a real
right,
question.
Like Kang's some scholar, man, right. Like he knows everything about the world.
So this is Kang, what I deal with. Unreal. I come in, you know, with years of experience behind me, and then I get into this world of, I'll say, pleasantly amusing naivete sometimes.
Is naivete even a word?
I'd call it sophistication, right. But to each their own, I guess.
Okay. So beyond the naked, dead 69-year-old dude, and quite literally it's a picture of him splayed out dead.
Yeah.
Right?
He looked good, though, manscaped and everything.
Yeah, it was quite the image. It's something you can't unsee. I mean, I woke up this morning and the first image in my head was homeboy laying back in his chair, passed out. It was unbelievable.
That is so unfortunate.
Unbelievable, man. I never unseen that.
So what do you have from the wormhole today? What popped up today? Well, me and Will were down at the Lions working very, very hard, talking to the future Super Bowl contenders.
Well, yep. They were down there. So I was actually, you know, working hard and trying to increase the numbers on the website, doing something that you guys know nothing about, right?
I have absolutely no idea.
But we wormholed like no other yesterday.
Oh, my God. What'd you get? It's a really good wormhole.
There is a sales guy here who said that we're not going to drop names. We don't know if his name wants to be out there. But yeah. Anyway, he has
a son. We'll call him Schmidt Schmanko.
Yes. He has a son.
So it's not Blob Burner.
Right. No,
it's not Blob Burner.
No.
Okay.
And so he was telling us about the girlfriend. And the only information we had was the first name and the college.
Okay.
It's not Western. It's not Eastern. You figure out which college it is. So we needed to find out who this girl was. So what's our first use?
Wait, it's you only Facebook have the first name?
And the college.
Yes.
Wow. You guys are little worm detectives.
Oh, we're very good at this.
So if you had those two clues, how would you go about finding that person?
I would come in here and ask Evan, can you find this person?
All right,
I would
enough.
Just keep Googling variations of it.
We took it to Facebook.
Yeah.
And we searched the name in Central Michigan University.
From just the first name.
Just the first name. It probably came up, what would you say? Well, 30, 40 girls?
Yeah, I'd say about 30.
So we start going through them and all.
Oh, my God.
One by one, looking. We're like, nah, that's not it. Nah, that guy's too squirrely. No way, that guy's not related.
Right, mostly
to
graduated.
A lot of them were older brothers.
Oh.
And so from there, we found one by that name, and the girl that was with her was a drop-dead 10.
Right, so if I may butt in. So the search immediately went from this girl who Schmidt Schmanko's stepson is dating to the girl in that girl's profile picture. We were done with finding the girlfriend. We wanted to find
the friend of the girlfriend.
The friend of the girlfriend.
That was
the
girlfriend.
You stumbled across a hottie.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then we were like,
do
okay.
Do the kids still use hottie as a phrase?
She was a smoke.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way.
She was a smoke. Yeah,
smoke show is the way you want to go.
A dime. A
babe.
Dime piece.
What about babe?
She's a rocket ship.
Yeah.
She
rocket ship.
Rocket ship, yeah.
Absolute cannon, this girl.
But in the photo,
what about doll?
In the photo,
doll? No.
In the photo, she wasn't tagged, so we had to track her down. I'll let you continue.
So we went through profile pics to try to see if we could find more pictures, which
what
we couldn't.
A world.
So from there, we had to go through friends and friends of friends. And so somehow we wound up on the girl who we were trying to find, her sister, who looked very similar but not as hot, mom's page. So through the mom's
page. Okay, now
page,
you're talking my
we ended
my
up finding both daughters.
Okay.
And then we found the one that we were looking for, and her pictures did not disappoint.
Mm-mm, not one
unbelievable
bit.
So Will then added her on Instagram.
Naturally.
And he has not gotten a request back.
Not even a approval.
He has
the request.
Denied
the request
this
is still
entire
pending.
Journey through the wormhole took how long?
20 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
And the payoff was you got a photo.
But it was elation. When we stumbled across this photo.
High-fiving.
And it was her and her sister. And we both immediately go, oh my God, that's her! Oh my God, that's her! And it was like this eureka moment. And it was so worth like the 20-minute adventure and investment. And it pays off, man. It really does.
And then people had the nerve to come by and be like, oh, this is what you guys do at work? We're like, yes. We're actually doing intel. And we're showing you how good at our job
we're wormholing.
Exactly. And we're building material for tomorrow's podcast.
Yes,
so look at us.
Just two birds.
We're getting two birds stoned at once.
Yeah, yes. Two worms with one. Now, okay, because in this little podcast we're going to do, I mean, frankly, because I'm kind of dull and a little bit older, I'll periodically say, here's my perception of the Lions so far. And Evan, because he's a little creepy and dirty,
sure.
He'll come on with, and Will, because he's younger and is out there with the babes, he'll come on with You're bringing someone's panties periodically, yeah, right?
That would be awesome.
You'd hang them on the microphone there. Right. And
do you think that we, in this little studio, we get like a line, like a laundry line from back in your day, and then just put all the panties?
And see how they get smaller and smaller? Like big old bloomers
for
my day.
Here's a question for you.
And then they get smaller, smaller, smaller.
When you were growing up, did your mom ever lay her underwear out?
No!
Mine did.
Yeah, mine did too.
Disgusting.
Wait, lay it out where? Like on the clothesline?
Yeah. Well, no, like just straight up in the bathtub, like... Ugh.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. I mean, like, if the laundry's been done and then, like, it's being folded, it might be stacked into piles.
Oh, no, I mean,
and you
like...
And you might see them, you know... But, no, I'm not talking about used. No.
What about mama's bra hanging over the shower rod?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, my mom, get this.
That explains how you are.
My mom used to take a dump with the door open, right?
Oh, my God.
And my dad would walk by, and he'd be like, "What's going on?" And then she would say, "Val." Well, that's my dad's name, and that's how my mom sounds. And he'd be like, "Close the damn door, woman!" And this still goes on to this day that she goes to the bathroom.
So that's
with the
what
door
you,
open.
You and your lovely girl Ashley, have to look forward to.
Does Ashley poop with the door open?
I have now dated her for 2 years, and Ashley, she does not poop
ever once.
No. According to her, it does not happen.
I've got a cool story.
And I might get punched in the face for even saying that, but it's worth it.
One of my one of my good friends from Boston College, where I went to college, of course.
Yeah, Boston College.
Had this super, super hot girlfriend, a hard 10, knockout 10.
Whoa.
And
a real doll?
A 10 or like a...
chick. We're talking like a 10 of 10s. Okay. You know, not some relative 10, it's a 10 of 10s.
Real babe.
And whenever she had to poop and she was around him, either at his house or in his room or studying somewhere... She would leave like his entire premises, entire radius,
like go out in the
and
woods?
Go do it somewhere else where he would never have to confront the smell. What a team move by her!
How long still does dating? That go?
Oh,
on?
No! Hey, they had a good run though.
It was a good.
They
run.
They had a good run.
Well, see, you're because I think I'm probably was 15 or 16 years old
when
before,
you first pooped.
No, before I realized my mom or any female went. Number two.
Yeah, I still question.
And we're
it.
The naive ones, Will.
Right, yeah. Our naive.
Well, I learned it eventually.
All right. How'd you learn it?
You walked
was
in?
Was it some like.
And they left the bathroom,
moment?
And you go in and something was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now here I am. I'm stuck down the wormhole.
This
All
is
right,
what happens.
Let's go back. What'd you think of the Lions OTA today, Will? Okay, no, we're not going to do that.
Quandre Diggs, prime for a big season.
Quandre's uniforms are
he
dope.
He said,
huh?
Doubt me. Oh, actually, Marvin Jones's blue visor. Swag, dude. He looks really good.
That's
like,
good.
Right?
Are you talking about like the reflective blue?
Yeah.
Like
dude.
Oakley glasses?
Yeah, it's steezy. It looks really
good. Wait,
nice.
So what did Quandre Diggs say? He's primed for
Quandre
a big...
Diggs, someone asked, does he feel the heat because the Lions drafted all those cornerbacks and signed the undrafted free agents? He says, I don't believe in heat. So
did somebody really say, do you feel the heat?
Yes. Carlos, our good friend Carlos.
Do you feel the and there was
our good friend
one.
Carlos Monterez said, do you feel the heat? He said, I don't believe in heat, bro.
And Eric Ebron was saying, on paper, we look pretty good.
Yeah, I think
but
he guaranteed.
It's on paper.
Did he guarantee a Super Bowl paper championship?
I think he did.
Yeah.
I look good on paper. I'm 6 foot, 190 pounds.
Right.
But nobody sees that my 190 pounds is just slop.
Yeah, I don't look good on paper. Okay, so there was our Lions interlude. Now back to this. You said today, and here's the phrase, and I wrote this quote down because you got to be careful around these two. They just spew crap all over the place, and I catch it. You said, Snapchat filters by chicks are ruining life? What did you say, life?
This is how it came about.
I don't even know what Snapchat filters
are. It's just so disillusioning, man. It's really frustrating.
What is it?
We were looking at Twitter yesterday, and somebody was tweeting about a baseball player. And I'm like, oh, man, that girl's really good looking. So
in her avatar. In her Twitter avatar.
We went to Facebook.
You both did.
I thought this girl was maybe 25.
And you, like a 7.
Like a high 7.
Solid
7, 8, 7, 7, 9.
7, okay, sure.
Yeah, 7.
So we look her up on Facebook. Comes up, and I'm like, no, that can't be her. And then I look, and oh, yeah, it was her. She was like 50!
And a 4. Or a 3.
Wait, what is
but
the filter
you don't understand.
Thing?
So a filter, it just... hides your flaws. It accentuates your, you know, your strengths.
Gazambas.
And they come in all. They come in like you can be a dog filter. You can have like a butterfly halo.
Oh, they put funny features
you,
yeah, on it.
But they make you look amazing.
Oh. They smooth out your face. They make you look younger.
You literally glow in a filter. And so this girl went from, or this woman went from being like 55 and just a middle-aged lady to being like a 25-year-old, like.
So this goes on. Did you got? Could you like message her and say, "Stop lying,
No,
or
it's
what?
Too pervasive now. It's just, you know what I mean. Oh. We can't.
Do dudes can't, do it to women?
No, I don't think it helps.
Well, here's the thing. You kind of look like a weirdo. If I got dog ears
it's like wearing cover up. If you're a guy who wears cover up, it's like it's the same thing as using a filter.
Suspicious. Yeah.
It's you on Sundays during Lion games.
Yeah. I do. I get a little dialed up in the
it's
Lions
like when
game
I saw,
the Sunday pregame.
I ran into CJ Nikowski, Bogey's Twitter enemy.
CJ Nikowski got in a fight with Bogey on
right,
Twitter,
but
didn't
I ran into him in the Tigers press box bathroom on Saturday when he was broadcasting the
really?
Game on National on Fox. And I saw him in there dabbing on some makeup. So he essentially was using the Snapchat filter.
Most TV people do.
I'm
an occasional TV
there's
person.
There's not much pride in
we
that.
We dork it up a little bit.
Did you, like, sneak a peek?
No, he already finished. I tried, but I offered to show him mine, but he wasn't interested.
Okay, see this right here? You see that exchange right there? I'm speaking to the audience right now. Right there you're going, oh, my God, is that gross. That's every day with these two. Every single day there is no shame, and I must admit I'd say about 63% of the time it makes me laugh.
How often when you go to
the other 37% of the time, I cannot get away from them fast
you
enough.
You shake your head in disapproval.
And run.
Yeah. How awful is it, though, when you're going to the bathroom and somebody starts talking to you?
Awful.
So it's the worst, right?
Yeah.
It happens in this building all the time.
Don't even say
really?
Hi.
All the time.
It's never happened to me. Who's the last person to talk to you while you're taking a dump?
It's people from, it's not taking a dump. It's going number one when you're seeing at the urinals.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I get stage fright if you do that to
Well,
me.
Here's the thing. I get stage fright if there's even
stops.
Somebody in the room.
Right.
There's probably reasons for it. Like, I'm real mentally screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot go number one if there's somebody in the room. Period.
Anywhere in the room?
Anywhere in the room.
Because, you know, my erstwhile...
Unless I'm in, like, a stall.
Right. My erstwhile radio partner, Jamie, in the morning, he's always complained about that.
He's pee shy, too?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I think it's a fairly common thing.
I wonder if we go in together, see what happens. See who can hold up.
It'd be like 20 minutes late. All three are still in there.
Right.
They're all still standing there.
It's an intense battle. Down,
what's going on?
Down to the last second.
Nothing has happened yet. So this is a glimpse out there to in podcast audience of how in sort of a subtle, kind of disgusting, occasionally humorous way, at least I learn about the ways of the world outside of my realm, the sports world and the professional world. And perhaps you'll learn about I believe you guys will dig into the wormhole, i.e. the internet.
Yes.
And bring things up periodically that do not include photos of naked, dead 69-year-old men. I believe.
I hope that's a weekly thing, but it's hard
you don't,
to duplicate.
You don't come across those gems every week. I mean, that we've been in the wormhole now for what, Evan? About 8-9 months.
How long have you worked here?
About 11 months. But
he's
I think 11 months.
I've been in the wormhole.
I think
for
the wormhole
longer.
Began with us, though, like maybe 10 months ago.
Yeah.
So, and that's the first time we came across a 69-year-old naked porn star, male porn star, passed out dead. So yeah, it's not an everyday occurrence.
There is something that we have to cover before we wrap up our first podcast.
Oh yeah, we'll be back, and when we come back, let me preview going forward. You'll hear. I'll give you lots of insights on like the Tigers' pitching rotations.
How about Matt Boyd?
Matt Boyd, yeah, and Evan will give us updates on naked people on the internet, and Will will give us updates on the babes that he's nailing.
Yeah, we can go with
dating,
that.
Nailing, banging. What?
Yeah, let's not go with
lying
dating.
About. Russ still think he's lying. We can touch on that in episode two.
Okay.
Yeah, we are touching on that in episode two.
What
I
need to discuss is this show that's coming out on Netflix on Friday.
Oh.
Bloodline.
That you guys both think is the best thing since Pants with Pockets.
The bomb diggity.
The bee's knees.
First season was very good.
That's mine, the bee's knees.
Sliced bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bloodline.
The Bloodline. Season 3 comes out Friday.
Yeah.
I'll have open body sores laying around all weekend watching it.
Oh, my God. Look who just rolled
this
up.
This show sucks so bad.
As much as
because
he does.
Because season two, okay, Will's pointing at Jeff Rieger outside our window right
saying
now.
Sucks so bad.
Who looks so bald right now and so chubby. His shirt is so small on
him. He wears shirts that are way too tight.
All the time.
Look at me. I'm standing up.
He
I
also didn't have socks on yesterday. Oh, yeah. By
Bob,
the way,
you had stains
the last
on your
two
shirt.
Times I've seen Bob wear this shirt, he's had mysterious white stains.
Because I lean against
stains,
my dirty car.
He just white had a Cinnabon earlier.
On his shirt.
Okay, when we return for the next episode of Wojo and his Worm Boys, we are going to review Bloodlines because Evan thinks the first two seasons blew.
No, I love the first season. It's just the second season had nine episodes to lead up to crap. What could have been done in episode five and they could have moved
on. No, it's building up.
I thought it was a good climax.
No, I hope
almost as good as that 69-year-old guy saw. It was almost as good as that climax.
I hope the whole family dies in season three.
Almost as good of a climax is Will on Saturday night.
That ain't much of a climax,
this show's lasting way
that's
going to
be a big letdown if that's the case.
We're going to get into the bloodlines, the wormholing, and then when these two get out of control, Woji here will step in and say, what about that line? What about Tiger's Nick
Quandre Diggs.
Yeah. No. We need to take a look at what's
Cassiano's
going on with
got
him.
Got a pretty high his hard ba-bip. Contact rate.
His babip is out of control, and then you guys will drag me back down the wormhole.
Okay. Speaking of which, the wormhole, if either of you write about contact rate anymore.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm done. I'm so done reading your stuff. Will's story will not get published.
I got to admit, I'm kind of boring, so my contact rate is about 5%. I think Will's contact rate is about 98%.
No.
Not hard contact. Contact, maybe, but not hard contact.
Yeah. Like, he's like a glacius, little bloops
to
the second baseman.
Soft contact, yeah.
Little
no.
Texas Leaguer from
very,
Will there.
There's some flat.
Yeah,
some,
bloops it in.
You're right, some flaccid contact. Ain't nothing to write home about. Sorry, Mom.
And, you know, listen along if you have any suggestions. If you want to get some wormholing advice from these guys, or if you want to ask me about the Lions' sixth-round pick.
Or if you want to show Will and myself videos, you can tweet us at Bob Winowski, which is the worst name
the
in
Twitter.
The world to
yeah.
Actually try to find on Twitter. We have Birchie _ kid, even though he's not a kid.
And yeah, I kind of am.
Me,
kind
I'm of King of the KC on the Twitter.
But why is King of the KC?
So it's funny.
Oh, boy. Which means
we're
not.
Back.
I must have been about 25, and I made out with a girl in a parking lot of a library.
First
right?
kiss?
It was random. It wasn't the best. Anywho.
You paid her?
So there was a guy that was here, only a couple bucks, that I was telling him, and I was calling it the sumo, the stand-up makeout, right?
Yeah.
So that was like my go-to thing at like 25, the was the
sumo.
Stand-up makeout. And he's like,
I was sumoing last night. I gotta be
he's
honest.
He's like, have you never heard of the kiss and cup? And I'm like, what's the kiss and cup? And he's like, where you make out and then you cup their butt as it's going on.
Oh.
So immature Evan was like, oh my God, that's the best Twitter name in the world. And now it's just kind
of
stuck.
King of the KC.
So now I called myself King of the Kiss and Cup. As a matter of fact, I had not kiss and cupped at that
You're
time.
You're the prince of the kiss and cup. The guy, guy who introduced you is the king.
No,
right,
you
right.
might be the prince of the, of,
like
the of
the
king.
The jester of the, the jester.
Isn't
right,
that just
fair.
Basically grab ass?
Basically, but you can't. I couldn't make my Twitter name grab ass.
King of the grab ass.
You could be king of the GA, but not the same ring to it. Right.
People are
guardian,
like, oh, you're
guardian,
from Kansas City, huh?
Guardian of the GA. Yeah,
I was, that's
big,
what I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, big Royals fan.
Well, when you least expect it, just when you're getting over the horror of what you just heard, there'll be another one of these coming up very soon on Wojo and his Worm Boys.